Well, hurricane had just hit Cuba, down on the end, down towards Baladeros, where we all go. And so I decided that I would go down to help them with a little bit of cleanup. Flew into down in Havana and made it on down to Baladeros, where I stayed at Rose's and enjoying myself. But I was helping them pick up trash, stuff around. They had a particular church that had a big banana field behind it. So I decided I would go volunteer and go over and clean up the banana crop. This turned out to be a little bit bigger project than I really wanted to do. And after me and an elderly guy over there tried to clean it up for a few days, I realized that this was a big project. So I found out I could hire people for about $3 a day. I went out, hired a bunch of guys. We went over there, and a couple of days of watching them, me and this guy drank a bunch of beer and got the place cleaned up. And that was pretty much that. Well, when I went down, though, Mata had made up a couple of bags, more than a couple, about four bags of all sorts of stuff, medicines, bandages, you know, Band-Aids, all sorts of crap from the drugstore, and sent it down, told me to take it over to the Catholic Church. I have a beautiful little Catholic church in Baladeros. It's just gorgeous. It was built way, way back. And anyway, so I walk down there. I've got all the stuff. And I get down, and I go down to the church, and I'm planning to see the, you know, father down there. And I go up there, and I see, there's a big crowd in the church, and I thought, well, wow, it must be a mass of some kind. I said, well, I don't want to walk home with all this crap that I've just brought down, so I'll go ahead and just wait and see him afterwards. And so I said, I think I'll just go in and sit in the church. So I walk in, and I look around, and there's a place to sit right down front, so I go down there. Pardon me, I got all my bags, excuse me. I don't speak any Spanish, they don't speak any English, but everybody's smiling. So I go over and I sit down and I put my bags down. And now I'm looking around and I look up on the at the altar up there. They got four priests up there. And then I notice that, wait a minute, that's the Bishop of Havana is also up there. So now, I'm going, what in the world? I turn my head over to the right, and down there in a casket sitting there. I had walked into a funeral. I literally am mortified. Everybody in the church is looking at me. I don't know what to do. So, but I decided, okay, I got to leave. I stand up. Now it's pardon me, all the way back to the aisle. And I walk out, like I said, with everybody in the church looking at me. I'm going, holy God. I go across the street, go to a bar. I have a couple of beers. I wait for the church service to break up. And then I go back over and I give all the stuff. I walk over to the priest there. And I said, hey, Father, here you go. I didn't even try to talk to him. I just gave him all the stuff and, you know, goodbye, see you later. And I went, holy mother. And I went back, got back to Rose's, and I'm sitting there at Rose's. I'm having a beer, and Rosa goes, how was your day? And I said, fine. I said, boy, I said, I had something strange happen to me today. I said, I went down to the Catholic Church, and they were having a funeral. She goes, that was a big funeral. It was the grandmother of the founder of the city or some crazy damn thing that she told me this person was. It was a very, very important. She goes, I think that they were having the bishop from Havana. I said, yeah, he showed up. So if you're ever down in Baladeros, you got to be watching what services and stuff you go to. Mine was pretty weird, but I thought it was pretty crazy the experience that day. Talk to y'all later. Have another story soon. Bye.